Good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to build off something Alex said earlier, too, and I actually think the relationship part is really, really important. So you've been sitting for a while. How about you turn to the left and turn to your right and just say hi to the person next to you, especially if you don't know them, get to know them, say your name. It's a good idea. Hey, Nancy. So there's always a danger in doing this that you can never actually bring everybody back, but I'm glad you did that, and so thanks. You'll also see that the name of Lola Maladin is up there, so she's been leading a lot of the work as part of the public health team, and she's just a phenomenal asset to our team, and I just want to say thanks to the work that she's done. Nothing to disclose. So we've had the opportunity, at least for the last 3 years, to have a public health division within the regional planning agency that I work with. And so we've been able to work with our State Department of Public Health, our Public Health Association, a number of other different partners to really get going and have some traction on this work. And so in line with that, we asked our partners who we work with, especially those that are working with the cities and towns of Massachusetts, to say, what are the things that we could do through this grant? And the two things that rose up through those conversations were, we're starting to get some traction around healthy corner stores and our markets and convenience stores, but we're running into an issue of distribution and getting kind of healthy food, nutritious food into those locations. And we also think that given the grocery store locations, they could be really good partners and we can really increase the healthy food promotion that we do through that. This is probably, if you're from New England, you probably know this. From the other parts of the country, you may not, but we're very, very municipal based. So it's pretty much cities and towns are really, really strong. So what may equate to a city or town in the West or potentially a county is often small individual jurisdictions. And so we have to work with each of them to do this work. And we're lucky enough that we have Mass Emotion Coalitions, which is a state-funded local health and wellness initiative in each of these municipalities, and we get to work with them as partners, and they're just tremendous assets. So that's who we're working with in this project. Not only that, you can see we're lucky enough to have an existing coalition that has a lot of other partners, many of whom I mentioned, and who are just kind of really great and great assets to work with. So as I mentioned, we had a Healthy Corner Store Market Initiative, so there's a lot of recruiting that had gone on, and we had people on the ground that were starting to do this. We had stores that were making changes, stores that were doing promotions, and they said, we want to be able to kind of build and do more work with that. And really a barrier to doing not only with the existing stores, but the stores that we could add, if we haven't recruited them yet, is getting to this issue of how do we get the food in there, how do we get it there in a way that's at a price that they can sell and a price that makes sense, and how can we really improve the distribution networks that they rely upon. So we essentially have gone through three phases, and one is really beginning to say, before we go into the situation, say, what is the distribution system like? Just from a brief scan of what's going on around the country, we know a lot of people have tried these efforts, and we've seen them rise and we've seen them fall. And the questions were, let's not make that mistake, and what is really applicable to the situation that we're working in. We then wanted to see if we could think about, almost kind of using Grace's concept of thinking about pop-up, how can we do these things quickly so that we can iterate and learn on where are the mistakes and where are kind of the issues that we're going to run into, and then eventually how can we evaluate how each of those is going. And constantly thinking about how do we do it in a way that builds sustainability into the system, and how also do we communicate what we're happening, not only what we're doing, but we found out more and more it's really, really important to these corner stores that they communicate what they're doing and they get recognition for the actions that they're taking as a business. So we just found out some really, really interesting information. We asked these questions, and maybe not surprised to some in the room, but for us it was just really good confirmation here. Where do you get this food now? And a lot of it's happening just like us shopping at home. They'll run the BJ's, they'll run the Costco, and they'll pick up some of these prices, but that means something in terms of what they can charge and what prices they're paying. It's also a very family-based thing. So many of these businesses that are run by certain families or certain stores run by certain families, their family members are providing that service. They're not relying upon an existing network. It's a very informal relationship that's happening. We also know, again, scaling that up is hard given costs. We also, as we talk to the distributors in the region, these smaller businesses are something that don't really meet their business model. So in terms of servicing them, there's a real issue there as well, too. And so we got to begin to see these issues that we're running into, both of there's a lot of existing stuff that goes on. From the business perspective, it's something that's important to them to think about offering the community they're in healthy foods. But at the same time, it's not the top of their list. So they have other things that are on their mind. They're extremely busy, which, again, I think we all know if we work with any private sector, they're very, very busy. Not to say that we're not, but for them, they're very busy as well. And that at the end of the day, there is a lot of business risk involved in taking this step. It's a matter of, again, being a good community partner, but you're also putting yourself on a ledge, spending money that may be a very limited supply, and whether or not you're going to get a return on that. And so one of the really, really cool things for me coming out of this is by asking those questions and having those conversations, it may not be that what we thought the solution is a solution. And we've actually found that there is no association that brings each of these corner and convenience stores together, but there's an interest in them coming together not only to think about the healthy food aspect of it, but from the business and economic side of it. How can we share best practices? How can we learn to do better bookkeeping? How can we actually create the opportunity so that we can buy and do more healthy foods? The other part of it, too, is that the question came up, and again, is that we don't want to put these on our shelves and not have them be bought. So really, for us, at the end of the day, right, we're trying to get to healthy eating and healthy consumption. It's not just that everybody has healthy food around them. We want to actually want them buying and hopefully consuming it. And so this is really brought around, too, is that this association can also help on the other side of it in terms of getting that pull so that stuff comes off the shelf and doesn't just sit there. So from there, then we moved on, and we're trying to begin to kind of work with grocery stores and thinking about who are those stores that we can work with. I should have commented earlier, too, in each of these municipalities, about 7 or 8 of them, the number of convenience stores way outnumbers the grocery stores, probably like 3 or 4, maybe even 5 to 1 in some situations. I think in one case, we have one municipality that doesn't even have a grocery store. So these are kind of points of access for daily consumption and purchase. But in the case of the grocery stores, they are there, but we could think they could do better in terms of promotion. And what are some of those things that we can do to kind of help promote better food, healthier and more nutritious food kind of standing out within grocery store environments? So we really looked at what are some of the existing models that are happening now in terms of healthy food promotion, what are they doing for that? Who are the grocery stores that we want to engage and reach out to? So again, we have a defined geography which we can work with. How do we begin to think about how we make those connections with them and frame our communications? Same ideas, how do we quickly begin to iterate and test those ideas and recommendations we might have? And thinking about both kind of, again, sustainability and implementation. So again, this is one of those things that's really great where we're partnered with MassAPA and our Mass Public Health Association, is that we're not confining ourselves to that geography when we have these conversations. So to our south, it's great, we can turn to the Boston Public Health Commission and say, you've had a sugar-sweetened beverage initiative at BPHC, what have you done, what have you learned? And we just got tremendous insight in terms of conversations with grocery stores. And we began to walk to the western part of our state, which is much more rural, and say, what are these conversations like in rural settings, not just some of these urban settings, and what are the issues that you run into, and be able to bring that input into, and so leverage back through our partners what we're able to do. And so again, identifying those questions too, where do some of this fall for grocery stores? Obviously not a high priority, and often with some of them having existing contracts around some of the foods that they have now, not wanting to make some of those changes, especially if they have a working model that brings them the money they're looking for. And really, again, how do we do it over time and set it up in a way that it's easy, it's a small win, they can build off of it. And again, too, this is for me more and more something I think that I'm thinking about and planning and influenced by public health is kind of, again, that pop-up approach. How do we do something that's really tactical and short-term, that's low-cost to get that kind of leverage into what we're doing? So from what we've learned a lot about the Healthy Checkout Initiative. We talked to others around the country who are doing it, and we're trying to kind of leverage those lessons into easy ways we can move into these grocery stores. And so what we're actually looking to do is pretty much purchase all the equipment, so thinking about that lending library, essentially having a lending library where we can bring that information and bring those materials to a grocery store, test it out, have them evaluate it, see if it works or didn't work, and it leverages all the existing products they have and doesn't necessarily make them do necessarily more, just where they put this information. So it's one of these things that we're looking to do and kind of leverage onto. So I think for me, just kind of the highlight of what we've done is that, one, I just want to say thank you very much to the Plan for Health grant team, because they've seen, again, what we're working towards, not necessarily making us make sure every single step we said we were going to take is perfect, but we're heading towards that outcome we're aiming for. So that part of it, and two, and again, I think more and more, just this idea of testing, trying, learning, testing, trying, learning, which planners haven't always been good at, but we're gaining a lot and really glad to be able to do that with public health partners. So thank you.